Hi everyone, good afternoon. Today's parak of Rambam is the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. In this parak, the Rambam begins a lengthy discussion of free will, which he will continue in the next parak as well. The Rambam brings it here, as we will see, because he feels that free will, of course, is essential to understand the concept of Tshuva. If we're talking about Tshuva, the ability to change one's ways, one's actions, and repent, then that necessitates somebody to be able to choose to veer away from the evil path he's gone down and instead turn to the good path. Let's turn to the Rambam's words. Halacha Aleph, Rishus kol adam nesunalo. The wherewithal of every individual is given to him. Imratz lahatos atzmo lederach tova, olios tzadek, harshus biado. If he wishes to angle himself towards the good path and to be a righteous individual, so he has the ability to do so. Imratz lahatos atzmo lederach ra, olios rasha. And if instead he wishes, rachmana litzlan, to turn himself to the bad path and to become a wicked person, harshus biado, he has the ability to do that as well. This is what the pasuk says, all the way back in Parshas Bereishis. Hein adam haya ke'echad mimenu ladas tov ra. Kolomar, meaning what? Hein min zeh shel adam haya echad ba'olam ve'ein lo min sheni domelo b'zeh inyan. Mankind is unique. This man, Adam Rishon, is unique in the world, that there's no other species which is comparable to him in this regard. Shehihu me'atzmo b'taito machshavto yodea hatov hara. That he alone, in his own mind, his own thoughts, knows the difference between good and bad. And he's able to do all that he desires. And there is nobody who can prevent him from choosing to either do the good or the bad. And since this is the case, etc., that's why Adam had to be sent out of the garden, because perhaps he would go and eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Halacha Beis. Al yavor b'machshavotecha davar zesh omrim tipshei ha'umos v'rov gobeim b'nei Yisrael. Don't allow this foolish thought to enter into your mind, that which the fools amongst the nations in the world claim, and many of those people amongst Klal Yisrael even, who are not sophisticated, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu gozer al adam mitchilas briyaso lios tzadik orasha. That God, from man's very conception, has decreed upon man to either be a righteous man or a wicked man. Ein hadavar kein. The Rambam tells us emphatically, this is not true. Ela kol adam v'adam roi lios tzadik kemosh Rabbeinu. Rather, every single person, you might have heard this quoted before, has the ability to be a righteous man like Moshe Rabbeinu was. O Rasha kiravam, or Rachmana Litzlan, the opposite, to be a wicked man, just as Yerubim ben Nevat, the evil first king of the kingdom of Israel, as opposed to Yehuda, was. O Chacham, o Sichel, or to be a wise man or a fool. Now, you might wonder about this. Aren't you inborn as either somebody who's intelligent or somebody who's unfortunately not intelligent? So there are those who understand the Rambam, Hagos Maimoni quotes some, who understand that it means to grasp onto the ways of wisdom or to grasp onto the ways of foolishness. O Rachman, O Achzari, or to be somebody who's merciful or somebody who's cruel. O Kilai, O Shua, or somebody who is very, very miserly, or somebody who's willing to be giving, somebody who's magnanimous. And the same is true with regards to all characteristics. A person has the ability to choose how they want to be. There is nobody who can force a person, who can decree upon a person, who can even draw a person to either of these two sides. Rather, he himself, from his own decisions, is able to decide which path he wants to go down. This is what the Navi Yirmiyahu tells us. From the word of the one up high, does not emit bad or good. Klomar, meaning what? It is not God who decrees upon man to be good or bad. Ultimately, it's up to a person himself to choose. And the Rambam now says, and therefore, once this is the case, now we appreciate why it's in Hilchos Tshuva. It turns out, it emerges from this, that the sinner has caused this loss upon himself. And therefore, it's fitting for him to cry, to mourn, to lament over that which he's done to himself. It's not God who did this to him, it's nobody else who did it to him, it's he himself who's done this to his own soul and has caused it bad. Who should cause of Acharav? This is what the pasuk says right afterwards in Yirmiyahu. Ma'is onin adam chai gever al chatav. How much so a person who's living should remorse, should lament over his sins. V'chazar v'amar, then it repeats and says, Hover shusenu bi'adenu medatenu asinu kol aroz roi lanu lachzer v'tshuva lazo v'sh'enu sh'arashos at bi'adenu. Once the wherewithal has been given to us, we have that free will. And we've done all this bad to ourselves. And it's fitting for us to repent, to desert our wickedness, once we have that ability. The very famous pasuk, that's what it's written afterwards, that we should examine our ways, we should examine our thoughts, and we should return to God. Halacha gimel. The ikar zeh ikar gadol hu. And this foundational idea is truly one of the primary points of the Torah. Hu amad haTorah v'mitzvah. And it is the pillar upon which the Torah and the mitzvos are founded. Shnei Ma'ariz, the pasuk says, Rei nasati lefanecha hayom, es hachayim ves hatov, es hamav ves hara. The pasuk says, behold, I've given before you today the life, the death, on the flip side, the good and the bad on the flip side. The kasev, and the pasuk says furthermore, Rei anochi nosein lefneichem hayom bracha uklala. Klomar, sharashus biyadchem, v'chol sheyach pota adam la'asos mimayse b'nei adam, osa, bein tovim, bein raim. A person has the ability to choose amongst all possible options, all possible actions, whether he wants to do good ones or bad ones. V'mnei zeh ina nemar mi yitein v'ya levavchem, levavam zeh lahem. Klomar, she'ena bo reikova b'nei adam, v'lo gozer aleim lasos tova ora, ela libam masor lehem. God laments and says, if only Klal Yisrael would choose to do the right things, because it's up to them, it's not up to me. I've given them that reshus, I've given them the ability to choose between good and bad. Their hearts are fully given over to them. Halacha dalet, ilu haya kel gozer al adam liot tzadik ora, were it to be that God were to decree upon mankind whether he should be a righteous person or whether he should be a wicked man. O ilu haya sham davar shemoshichas adam ikar toldaso l'derech min adrachim. O l'meida min adeos. O l'deam min adeos. O l'maisim min amaisim. Were there to be something, even if it wasn't God per se, but something within a person's innate being which draws him one way or the other way, to the point where he will have to act in a certain fashion, he'll have to think in a certain fashion. Kemosha bodim milibam hatipshim hovrei shamayim. Very harsh language, just as they make up from their own hearts, these fools, those that misunderstand the way the world works. Hechaya mitzvah lanu al yidei neviim asakach v'alt asakach. Hetivu darcheichem v'alt yelchu acharei sheichem. How could it be that the Torah would command us through the prophets that you should do this and not do this? Improve your ways and don't go after your wickedness. V'hu mitzvah yilas b'riyaso kfar nigzir alav. O toldaso tim shochoso l'davar she'ef shalozoz m'yadu. There's nothing you can do about it. It would be for naught. Why would it be that God would send prophets to reprimand us if we can't change our ways anyhow? Uma makom haya l'chol haTorah kula. And what place would there be for the entirety of the Torah? Uba eza din ve'eza mishpa nifra min arash o mishalim schar l'tzadik. And based off of what sort of fair, rational system would it be that a wicked man would be punished for his deeds, a righteous man would be rewarded for his deeds? Hashove kol aretz lo yase mishpa. Paraphrasing that which Avram said, with a judge of the whole universe, would God himself not do justice? And don't be astounded by this. Don't be confused and say, how can man do whatever he wants? How can all his actions be given over to him? Does anything exist in this world? Does anything happen in this world without God's permission, without God's desire? Hashem does everything that he wants in the heavens and in the earth. Da shakol bechefzo yase va'af al pi shemaseinu mesurin lanu. The Rambam tells us the answer is, in some level, it's a paradox. God does everything that he wills, and at the same time, we have pure free will. Kate, the Rambam will illustrate. Kishem sha chavet hayot aliyosa eish va'ruach olam lamala va'mayim va'aretz yordam lamata. The Rambam refers to the medieval elements of fire, wind, and water and earth, just as two of those elements rise and two of them sink. Va'agagol sovei be'igol, and just as the celestial spheres go around in circles, mechein sharbrios olam lios kimin hagen shechafetz bo, just as the rest of the universe follows through on God's will, kacha chafetz lios adam reshuso biyado. God also willed that man should have the ability to choose. V'chol ma'isav l'surin lo, and all his actions should be given over to him. V'lo yeh lo, lo kofev lo mosheich, and nothing should force him one way or the other. Elohu me'atma medaito, shenasun lo akel, ose kol shadam yachol asos. The Rambam's point is that it is God's will that we should have free will, unlike everything else which is commanded by God's will to do a precise action, precise thinking as it might be if it's a living creature on some level. Then they've been instructed this way because it's God's will. But we have been given free will because that is God's will, that we have free will. Lefikach, danan oso lefi maisav. And therefore, a human is judged in accordance with his actions. Im asa tova, mativen lo. If he does good, good will be done to him. Vim asa ra, marien lo. And if he does bad, bad will be done to him. Hu shenavi omer miyadchem haisa zos lechem. From your own actions, this was done to you. Gam heim abachur b'darchechem. They chose their path. Ubeinian zeh amar shlomo, sameach bachor b'yadosecha, v'gomer, v'da, ki al kol ele yiviyach alukim b'mishpa. Kolomar, dash yesh b'yadcha koach lasos, v'as da tali tein asadin. Know that you have the ability to choose, but with that great power comes great responsibility. Since you have the ability to choose, you will be held responsible. Halacha hei, shema tomar v'halo akadosh baruch hu yodeh kol ma sheyeh kodem sheyeh. Now you might ask a different question. Not about it being against God's will. How can it be God's will and our will? The answer is God's will is that we have our will. Okay, fine. So that question has been shelved. But what about this new question? Maybe you'll say, V'alo kadosh baruch hu yodeh kol ma sheyeh kodem sheyeh. Doesn't God know everything that will be before it occurs? Yada shezeh tzadik, o rasha, o lo yada. Does he know that this person will be a tzaddik or a rasha, or does he not? Im yada, if he knows, shehu yi tzaddik, he actually a tzaddik. If he knows that he's going to be a tzaddik, then it's impossible that he not be a tzaddik. Vim tomar sheyeda sheyi tzaddik, ve'efshar sheyi rasha, hari lo yada adavar al borio. If you tell me that, oh, God knows he'll be a tzaddik, but he might be a rasha, then it means that God doesn't clearly know whether or not he's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. So how do you explain this? So the Rambam's response is as follows. Know that the answer to this question is longer than the earth is wider than the sea is. And there are many very important principles which are hung upon it. You need to listen to understand that which I'm telling you. We've already explained in the second parak of Hilchos Yisrael Torah, Shekadosh Baruch Hu eino yodea b'deya shehi chutz mimenu kibnei adam, shehein v'daitam shnayim. God's knowledge and God himself are not like our knowledge and ourselves. Because God and his knowledge are one, it's not external to him, whereas we and our knowledge are two, it's separated. Elohu yisparach shemo v'daito echad. God and his knowledge are one. Now, the way I explained it then is the way I'll explain it now, borrowing from the terminology that the Rav uses to explain it, Bikashta Misham. When you say, I am, right? I exist. As an outside observer, you are commenting on some I. You've turned yourself into an object because you separate from this. You look down at an I and you proclaim that that I exists. But who's talking? Who's the narrator in that case? You've had to separate yourself from your ego in order to express this comment. We're asked by Hashem, in a way which we cannot fully comprehend, he and his knowledge, he and his observance of all that exists, is really integrated. It's absolutely one, is an absolute unity. V'ein daito shel adam yechol el hasik davar zeh al borio. And as I just hinted to, a human being does not have the ability to fully comprehend this in full clarity. And just as a person has no ability to fully comprehend the truth and the existence of God himself, a person has no ability to do so. So then it also makes sense that if God and his das are one, right? And we have no ability to understand God, right? So then we have no ability to understand his das, his knowledge. God proclaims that his thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. And once that's the case, we don't understand what it means that God knows things. We can't comprehend God's knowledge because that is the same as God himself, and we don't really know what that means. The human being does not have within his ability, it's not in his intellectual capability to comprehend what this means. Once that's the case, so you can't be troubled by this question to a point, because when we talk about God's foreknowledge, well, we don't really know what God's knowledge means in the first place. It's something that we don't understand. So you can't really try to answer this question because the question in of itself is invalid. We just don't know what it means that God knows anything. So let alone the future, we don't know what it means that he knows the present, because his knowledge is different than our knowledge. So were we to understand God's knowledge in the first place, we'd very well perhaps understand what it means that he can know the future and yet we have free will. But since we don't really know what it means that he has knowledge in the first place, we can't comprehend his type of knowledge. It's distinct than ours, so then the question falls away. However, the Rambam knows that that isn't completely satisfactory, and that's why he began by saying, no, that this answer is beyond the scope of this work. It's something which is Aruka Me'aretz, and it's Rechava Mineyam. It's beyond a four-line quick explanation. But he says, know this, understand this. This is the crux of the argument, why God's knowledge is different than ours, therefore the foreknowledge question is not a question. That's the Rambam's suggestion. There are many other interpretations of how to explain the somewhat knotty problem of foreknowledge and free will coexisting. But nonetheless, the Rambam has done his job in his mind at this point. You should know the Ravid gets very upset at the Rambam here. That's what the long note of the Ravid is. How can you start a question and not fully satisfactorily answer it? The Ravid himself offers one, maybe two different suggestions. But for now, let's move on. Aval noda, below suffix. But we know, without any doubt, shemaisa adam biyada adam, that the actions of man are in man's abilities. Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu moshcho v'lo gozer alav, lo lasos kach v'lo shelo lasos kach. That God does not decree, does not draw him towards one direction. He doesn't insist you do one thing over the other one. V'lo memnei HaKabbalah sadas bilvad noda davar zeh. It's not merely, though also, it's not merely because this is our Mesorah, because this is the accepted understanding of our religion. Now, which we received from our forefathers through revelation, even through philosophy, even with clear proofs, the Rama maintains, we can prove that a human has free will. And because of that, it says through prophecy, and that's why all the messages of the prophets, of the Torah itself, tells us that a man will be held accountable for his actions, whether good or bad. And this is the foundational principle which all the subsequent words of the prophets are hung upon. This is, again, a very fascinating, very deep perek. There's much to appreciate about every single word in the Rambam's formulations. If you go back, look at Halacha Aleph. You can mine so much about the proper way to do tshuva from Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis. Go through each one. There's really so much here. And in fact, tomorrow, in Perek Vav, the Rambam will continue this discussion of free will. And hopefully, if we believe it, we appreciate that we have free will, that every action of ours, every thought of ours can be controlled by us. We will live up to that, and we'll make sure to choose the right and the good. Have a great day, everyone.